Hello and welcome. This is Colleen O'Grady, the host of the Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. This is a gathering place for moms to be encouraged, nurtured, and inspired. Also, you'll learn the latest in teen research and trends and get practical parenting tips. You really can improve your relationship with your teen and enjoy the teenage years.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 135th episode of Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. I'm Colleen O'Grady, the host of the show. Today, we're going to talk about acne. It's definitely annoying for teens when they have a big pimple pop up in the middle of their forehead right before that homecoming dance. But it's more than a physical irritation. Acne can impact teens on a deep emotional level. It can undermine their self-esteem and confidence. Teens with acne can be a target of ridicule by mean girls or boys. Acne may be a cause of drama between mothers and teens, and many of the medications for acne can have some bad emotional side effects for different teenagers. This is why I invited Dr. Varma, who is happy to share his scientific wisdom and his new alternatives with us. Yug Varma, PhD, is the co-founder and CEO of Phyla, the world's most advanced probiotic acne system. He has 10 plus years of microbiome research experience, including an extensive background in bioorganic chemistry, microbiology, and synthetic biology. Dr. Varma received a scientific training at several distinguished academic institutions, including Johns Hopkins University and University of California, San Francisco. His scientific work has been published in many prestigious journals. So welcome, Dr. Varma.
Thank you so much for having me, Colleen. Great pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So here's a question I have. Why do teens seem to get acne besides any other age? It seems like teenagers are the ones who get acne. And is acne caused by greasy foods, or you just didn't wash your face, or you have a food sensitivity, or is it hormones? And I knew a dermatologist who told a 20-year-old girl that her acne came from drinking alcohol.
Well, I think that's a very important question. It's a very basic question, but you know, it's an important question because you need to understand the underlying cause before you can start to treat it, any indication. The reason why we get acne when we are teenagers is because the core of acne, right, the primary cause of it is bacterial overgrowth. Now, as you've alluded to, there are many other causes, right? There's food, there's diet, there's stress, there's hormones, there's genetics, there's all these other factors, but they're all secondary causes because all of these secondary factors, like your food, your diet, your stress levels, hormones, etc., they all support the quantity and quality of sebum on your face. Sebum is basically the oil that your skin produces. It lubricates your skin, keeps it healthy, keeps it from getting cracked and wrinkled and aging, and you know, all of those things. So sebum is important, but sebum also feeds, it is the food source of this one bacterium called Cutibacterium acnes or C. acnes. Now, before you hit puberty, you basically don't have any C. acnes on your face. And that's why kids before they're teenagers don't get acne. You don't see any 5 or 6 year olds walking around with acne. But at puberty, your hormones lead to this cascade effect. It changes your skin. Your pores deepen, your oil producing glands in your skin start, you know, kicking up. And with that production of excess oil, the C. acnes comes in and builds its home on your skin forevermore. Now, the C. acnes isn't all bad. Every adult on earth has a large amount of this bacteria on their face. You have it, I have it, pretty much all the adults listening to this podcast have it. All of us don't have acne, clearly. But it is only an overgrowth or an out of control growth of this bacteria that leads to acne. Mm. And so when you say, well, you know, I have certain problem foods, or when I'm stressed out, or when I sweat a lot, like I play a lot of sports, I get acne, you're absolutely right. Those are causes. but those are supporting causes. So instead of drying out your face, instead of, you know, trying to suck out all the oil in your face, which is not good for your skin, if you could control the bacterial overgrowth, right, you would just control that primary cause, you could still control your acne without getting dry skin, irritated skin, or any redness.
Great. So are there any like different types of acne for teens, or is it just all the same thing?
There's many types of acne based on sort of the severity, right? So there's obviously papules and pustules, which we know as pimples. There's blackheads and whiteheads, which are sort of the step before pimples, right? And then there's nodules and cysts, which are the really painful kind of under the skin bumps with acne. And those are basically sort of the gradations of severity of acne. But they're all really a single disease, you know, caused by the overgrowth of C. acnes.
Yeah. So I think that every mom listening has had an embarrassing pimple story. Like, you know, I remember like getting ready for a formal and then there's this mountain of a pimple right in the middle of your forehead. And I remember when I was a teen, I would get this like ginormous zit and my sister would make me self-conscious and she'd have a conversation with me and would just stare at my pimple the whole time. And we would do that to each other. And back then we would just pile a bunch of Clearasil on it. And then we would pop each other's pimples and so that they would go away quicker. And our mom would always say, get your hands off your face and stop picking. So was my mom right? Or does popping pimples help them go away quicker?
Oh, popping pimples is bad news. I mean, unless you have a dermatologist who's trained, who knows how to drain a large cyst or, you know, is doing sort of a medically necessary procedure, I would stay away from popping pimples. The reason is that you're only going to introduce other bacteria into there, right? Because chances are you're not going to have gloves on and, you know, be using rubbing alcohol or hand sanitizer. What it also does is it actually causes scarring because you're now breaking your skin. You're probably going to be breaking a few capillaries in there. And that's going to stay with you. And so you don't want to scar your face. You don't want to cause, you know, permanent damage because the pimple will subside eventually, but you know, you don't want a more permanent reminder of that pimple.
Okay, great. Many teens, you know, will have a few pimples, but like you talk in terms of severity, there are some who have really, really bad acne. And when they go to the doctor, often they are prescribed Accutane. So what do you think about Accutane? Or some like doctors will prescribe like clindamycin. So what do you think about those?
Yeah, so clindamycin, Accutane, retinoids in general are the kind of standard treatment for acne. They're also pretty old. I mean, Accutane was basically invented 40 years ago. And so a lot of the parents now, they're seeing their kids take this exact same medication that they took. And not just and that's not because Accutane is amazing and it takes care of your problem like that, right? It's because there's nothing better, which is a shame. Now, all of these have an antibacterial effect on your skin, right? But they're indiscriminate killers. So, you know, I like to say you have a rainforest on your skin. This rainforest is called the microbiome. It's this community of microbes, bacteria, viruses, fungi that protects your skin. It's a web that, you know, keeps you healthy and protects you from being sick. And when you have a bad bacteria overgrow, it's like, you know, a weed in a forest, like an invasive plant in a forest. And, you know, you need to remove that. But the answer is not to burn the forest down or to convert the forest into a desert, which is what a lot of these things do. You know, when you apply antibiotics, it's going to kill all the bacteria, good and bad. So the microbiome, whose job it is to protect your skin, is being depleted and decimated. And over time, you see, especially with clindamycin, but with many other treatments, you see an increase in relapses. So you apply the antibiotics, your acne goes away. Doctor's not going to give you antibiotics for more than 3 months at a time. The moment you're off it, acne comes back, right? How frustrating is that? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, up until this point, to the point of us doing this research, you haven't had an option. You have to take your retinoids, your antibiotics, your benzoyl peroxide, and you have to live with the side effects. If a relapse happens, it happens, and you're back to square one. So we want to change all that with the latest skin microbiome research. And we're just so excited to be in this field where we get to do this cool science. We're seeing this amazing effect, and we've done a clinical trial, and we're really seeing some powerful results.
Mm, that's so great. And I've heard a lot of teens on Accutane, I mean, that can severely impact their mood, can make them depressed or angry. Have you known that?
Yes. I mean, Accutane is pretty serious stuff. The side effects of Accutane are that it causes birth defects. So it causes teratogenicity, which means that all women on it are mandatory given birth control. There are some lighter versions of retinoids that don't do that as much, but it's still really harsh. It can cause liver damage. So everyone on it usually is prescribed blood work once a month to make sure that your liver enzymes are, normal. And then there's the depression and suicide component. In fact, retinoids were the subject of a congressional hearing several years ago because a congressman's son or a senator's son died. He committed suicide because it causes serious effects. And I mean, you've got to think acne itself has such a huge effect on your mental health, right?
Absolutely.
Kids in their teenage years are so vulnerable to social influences. They're trying to figure themselves out, and then they get this big old acne on their face, which you can't hide from. You look in the mirror every day, you can't hide your face. It's really serious stuff. And so for us, it really hits home. My co-founder, Maria, one of the reasons that she has worked with me on this project is that she had acne her whole adult life, ever since she was a teenager. She underwent three rounds of Accutane, and it didn't cure her acne. It did give her liver damage, though. And now she has, dietary restrictions, probably for the rest of her life. And it really wasn't until Phyla that she actually got relief from hormonal acne and just cyclical acne. But this is serious stuff.
Wow. So the million-dollar question here, is there a better way to treat acne?
Yes. I mean, it's like if you go into your garden and you find a weed, right? What are you going to do? Are you going to pour gasoline all over your lawn, set the whole thing on fire? Of course not, right? Who would do that? But that's what we're doing to our microbiome. We're setting it on fire every day, that we're using harsh products like your benzoyl peroxide or clindamycin or retinoids. Instead, just like you would, scoop out this weed and replace it maybe with a patch of grass or dirt, you're done, right? That's exactly what my company, Phyla, has been able to do. So we use bacteriophages, which are these small, harmless little viruses that are only present on healthy skin. They're actually not present on acne skin. What we've done is we've taken this, we ferment it, and we put it in a bottle so that you may not be born with it, right? You may not have that perfect skin that is naturally given to you by these microorganisms, but you can take this, supplement your microbiome, and kill only the bad bacteria causing disease without hurting the good bacteria. And what you're doing is you're strengthening and recalibrating your microbiome and preventing the bad bacteria from ever growing back.
Wow. So how long does that take? So if someone has pretty severe acne, what are the results of that?
So the answer is it depends. And it's not a very satisfying answer, but that's because everyone's skin is different, right? The other thing is that acne is also a chronic condition. It's not an acute condition. No one ever said, oh, I had acne for 1 week and then I never had it again, right? So you have to have a regimen that is gentle on your skin and that you can use day in and day out for years, months or years. So with acne, with Phyla, you can apply this every day. And some people see results really fast in a few days, especially for hormonal acne. It seems to work pretty well because, you get acne at a certain time in the certain, part of your face. And we've seen people, we've had customers say, oh my God, I felt this bump under my skin. I knew I was going to get a pimple the next day because that's what always happens. I applied the Phyla serum and I didn't get any, the pimple wasn't there anymore. It wasn't under my skin, wasn't there at all. It just disappeared. For other people who've had acne for a longer time or chronic acne or for whose microbiome is more out of control, it may take longer. You may also see a purge that's very normal. You know, your acne gets worse before it gets better. And that's because your skin is just readjusting to different levels of bacteria on your skin. And, you know, that just takes some time. So I guess the answer is it depends. And it depends on your acne history, your skin type, and so on. And it's hard to predict.
Are there different skin microbiomes all over our body?
Absolutely. You know, if you think of your microbiome as a rainforest, there are different types of rainforests, right? The ones in the Amazon look different from the ones in Africa and so on. Just like that, we have three different skin microbiomes. The one on our face, our upper chest, and our back is pretty unique. It's because that part of our skin produces a lot of oil. And so it's dominated by C. acnes. It's also why you get acne on your face, your upper back, and your chest. You'll never get acne on your knee, right? never get acne on your foot. The other type is the wet microbiome. So that's usually your armpits, your groin area, any place where it's kind of moist. And then the rest of your skin is just the dry microbiome, which is, you know, your arms, your legs, your torso. And that's pretty different from the other two as well.
Okay. And so I hear a lot about pre, pro, and postbiotics, and I'm confused. And what are all these terms?
Yeah. I mean, there's this huge new field of probiotic skincare, and we're in this field. So I find that, you know, I really enjoy educating people about it. So, you know, we all know about probiotics, right? You eat yogurt, you eat fermented foods for your gut. Those are probiotics. They're live microorganisms, live bacteria, that when you eat them in certain amounts, they give you health benefits. You're regular, you have good gut health, and so on. Just as your gut has a microbiome that you need to keep healthy, your skin has a microbiome that you need to keep healthy. And so probiotics for the microbiome are just that. For your skin, are live organisms that you put on that are meant to be there, that are part of your community, that you're supplementing so that you can have a healthy system. Unfortunately, very few, almost no brand out there actually has probiotics. When they say they have probiotics, they all have dead bacteria. And the bacteria are mostly from yogurt. Now, yogurt is great for your gut. It's not very good for you, or it doesn't do anything for your skin. It's not meant to be on your skin. And dead bacteria over that will do even less. So
yeah,
if you have a product that's probiotic skincare, look for the words lysate, extract, or ferment next to the ingredient, you know, lactobacillus ferment, lactobacillus lysate. If you see those words, that means that they're dead bacteria or they're bits of dead bacteria. That's unfortunately not going to do much for your skin. So probiotics are live organisms that, if they're the right organism for that community, they can provide a health benefit. Prebiotics are foods that those probiotics eat and that can help promote the numbers of those probiotics. So you're encouraging them to grow. You're not putting the probiotic on or inside your body. You're just giving it the food so that if there's a little amount of it around, it'll eat that, feel better, grow more, and be a larger part of that community. Right? So that's prebiotics. Postbiotics is simply once the probiotic has grown up and is producing, you know, it's just living its life on your skin, in your gut, it's going to produce molecules. And the molecules it produces are really the reason why your skin or your gut might like to have them around, right? Whether it's short chain fatty acids or some other sort of byproduct of them just living on your skin or in your gut. So those are basically the postbiotic, the substances that they produce that keeps you healthy. So some companies will try to encourage the growth of pre-existing good organisms using prebiotics. Some will put in the organism itself a probiotic. And some will say, look, the only reason you want to have the probiotic is the stuff that it makes that keeps your body happy. So let's just give you that stuff instead of giving you that like little factory that produces it inside your body. So that's postbiotics.
So what is your product?
Our product is technically a probiotic because it's the definition of a probiotic defined by the WHO is a microorganism that in certain quantities promotes or confers a health benefit. So phages are a microorganism, and in the we've tested, you know, the limits and in the dose that we provide, it does confer a noticeable health benefit. So it is a probiotic.
And how long has this product been around?
We launched last year, so we're really new. We're the new kids on the block. And before that, we spent about 5 years just doing R&D. We like to think of ourselves not as a beauty company, but as a biotech company. So, I'm a scientist. My background is in microbiology. I got a PhD from Johns Hopkins, and I was at UCSF before I started Phyla. And so we are very much rooted in science. We've spent most of our existence doing R&D, and we got an NIH grant to do this work. We're very focused on the science, and we're very conscious of bringing things to the market that have, vetted science that are proven.
So what have you seen in the past year since you've been around for a year?
In the past year, I think a couple of really exciting things have happened. We were focused on our clinical trial for acne. And so 2020 was kind of a struggle because, as you can imagine, people need to get to the clinic. And with the pandemic, that was quite difficult. So a little bit of that got delayed. But once we had the clinical results in our hands earlier in this year, it was just really fantastic. So we've gotten a lot of interest from, some of the bigger CPG companies that are very interested in this space. And the second part of this is that we've actually been seeing some tremendous growth, and we're very gratified to really see the response from customers that we've been getting. Because not only are we growing really fast, but people are reaching out to us saying, wow, this is like nothing else I've seen. Because everyone honestly is selling the same stuff in a different bottle, right? You can either buy a benzoyl peroxide here or there or elsewhere. With us, it's our technology. We've patented it and we spent a lot of time developing it. So it is unique to this space.
So it sounds like no one else has what you have.
That's exactly right. We are the first and only acne care system with phages.
That has a true probiotic.
That's right. And there are a couple of other companies that, have probiotics that are live, but they're all bacteria from either yogurt or dirt. They're not really skin bacteria. They're not meant to be on your skin. That's not their native environment. And so the possible benefits you might get from them but it's really not proven for acne, for example.
So is this something like you need a doctor to get your product, or how would people get it?
So you can purchase the product. We've removed the, doctor from being a barrier to seeking this. We are selling over the counter at phylobiotics.com. We have a couple of exciting partnerships in the works, but for now we're selling on our website, phylobiotics.com.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
So Phyla is spelled P-H-Y-L-A. Phylabiotics is phylabiotics.com.
Okay. Is it like monthly that someone would buy something, or how do you have it packaged?
Yeah. So we have a 2-month, supply for a couple of reasons. First, it helps save the planet because it's less waste, less shipping costs, less carbon. The other is because, like I said, acne is a chronic condition. You do need to stick with whatever treatment, whether it's ours or anyone else, for enough time to give it a chance to recalibrate your microbiome, have an effect, and really see something that's lasting. We're not in the business of, put a sticker on your face, for tomorrow or day after. We want you to have healthy skin for life, and Phyla is the way to get it. Because unlike other harsh products, a lot of people say, look, this actually worked for me, but I couldn't keep using it because my skin can't take it anymore. It's just too harsh. So Phyla is built to be used every day, to be a simple regimen that you can incorporate into your life. And that's what we advocate. So it's a 60-day supply. You can buy it for a one-time purchase, or you can enroll in, two monthly kind of subscription, so that when you're done with it, a new one arrives on your door and, you can keep going.
So what are the ingredients in it, or what's in it?
So there are three products. There's a cleanser, there's a serum, and a moisturizer. And this is basically to provide the user with whatever they need for a complete regimen, right? So the gel cleanser is meant to just sort of prep your skin, gently exfoliate it and prepare it to receive the serum. It has salicylic acid, which is a great ingredient, gentle exfoliant, and tea tree oil, which is also very soothing, calming, has sort of a minty freshness to it. Next is the serum, which has our phage technology in it. So it has live active phages, and you apply that on your skin, and that should go deep within your pore and nourish it. And the moisturizer has jojoba oil and squalane. So both the serum and the moisturizer have those ingredients. And those are great because they're skin similar ingredients. What that means is jojoba oil is the one oil that's most similar to our natural sebum, our natural oil. And so it kind of helps to replenish that and soothe your skin in just the same way as your own oil would. And squalane is another oil that's produced within your skin cells. So, you know, your cells will absorb it, they'll plump up, and it'll really be the best thing for them. So we work with minimal formulation, skin similar ingredients, and really, really neutral kind of formulations that keep your microbiome happy, don't cause big changes, and are best for the long term.
Wow, that sounds really, really interesting. So if I have some moms who are interested in this, how could they contact you?
It's very simple. Go to phylabiotics.com. There's a lot of information in there about our technology, about our clinical trial and the proof that we've obtained. And then you can buy right off the website. You can also, you know, fill out the form on our page, on our webpage, and, you know, contact us through there. And then, yeah, you can interact. We'd love for you to interact with us and to hear from you from social media. Our handles are all at phylabiotics on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
So do you have any last advice for the moms listening if their teens have acne?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure most moms have been where their teens currently are, right? I mean, acne affects almost all of us at some point in our life. And if you haven't had it, you for sure know someone, you know, who's been through that journey. And I don't need to tell moms, you know, you've got to be like empathetic. You know, we're all just trying to do what's best for our kids. So having been through a lot of this themselves, right? They've got to ask themselves, well, you know, I'm giving my kid the same thing that I struggled through or that didn't maybe work for me when I was young, right? The Clearasils, the Neutrogenas, the this and that. Is there a better way, right? Because up until now, you really didn't have an option. It was either one harsh ingredient or the other. There wasn't a better ingredient. And that's not to say that they don't work, right? They're clearly clinically proven, but the fact is that they do damage your skin. The redness, the dryness, the irritation will show up in 5 to 10 years as irreversible damage on your skin. And there's the relapses, right? You're risking a relapse every time you take these harsh products. So Phyla offers a completely different way. And so if you want to learn more, if you want to try a different but very effective approach to acne care, check out phylabiotics.com.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Varma. This has been really interesting. And I know it's going to be helpful to a lot of teens out there. So thank you for your work. And thank you for being a scientist and being interested in this, because this is a great gift to teenagers all over the place.
Thanks a lot, Colleen. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This concludes this week's episode of Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. If this podcast has been helpful, I would absolutely love it if you could go to Apple Podcasts and give Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast a 5-star review. This makes it easier for other moms like you to find the support and encouragement they need. Also, my best-selling and award-winning book, Dial Down the Drama, Reducing Conflict, Reconnecting with Your Teenage Daughter, A Guide for Mothers Everywhere. You can find that and order it online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you can always find other great resources and contact me at ColleenO'Grady.com, 2 L's and 2 E's.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.